South Dakota has a new monumental piece of art. The 50-foot-tall Dignity statue now stands on the Missouri River Bluffs near Chamberlain. A dedication celebration held this past weekend included a long list of dignitaries. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has the story.
Dignity, as it's called, depicts a Lakota woman wrapping a star quilt around her shoulders. Norm and Unibel McKee of Rapid City donated $1 million to make the project reality. Sculptor Dale Lamphere is among those who spoke at the dedication celebration.
My intent for this is to have the sculpture stand as an enduring symbol of our shared belief that we are in a sacred place and that we are all sacred. I'm humbled and so grateful to have this chance to contribute to the future landscape of South Dakota and the Great Plains. Thank you very much.
State Senator Troy Heinert is a Rosebud Sioux tribal member. He agrees the sculpture can have a positive impact on the state. Heinert hopes Dignity can help smooth racial tensions.
I believe that she was sent here to open our hearts and our minds. Her outstretched arms are inviting us into her blanket where we can learn from each other, acknowledge our differences, and celebrate our similarities.
The stainless steel sculpture can be seen from I-90, where millions of cars travel to and from the Black Hills each year. Governor Dennis Dugard says soon South Dakota will not only be known for the Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse Mountain carvings, but also for this sculpture. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.